What His Excellency signed the constitution, obviously it becomes the constitution of Zimbabwe, amendment number 20, right. The next thing that is required is now to align all the electoral laws so that the constitution. One of them is the right of the new group of voters, the so-called aliens, to be allowed to be registered and to be able to vote. But before they do that, there is needed to amend the electoral laws. Now, we need to amend them to take into account the requirements that are expected of the new voters. And when I'm talking about new voters, I'm not talking about the juniors. I'm talking about those who have now been allowed to vote in terms of the constitution.
Mr. Mudzonga, when we look at some of these issues, as Mr. Samkange has just pointed out, do you think it's feasible that Zimbabwe will be able to have an election by June 29?
I think it's impractical or nearly impossible for Zimbabwe to hold the elections by 29 June 2018. The main reason, I think, I do agree with Mr. Samkange, that the main obstacle is that once the new question is ushered, the other laws, there is need now to align other laws to be in line with the new constitution. And looking at the time frame that is there from today to the 29th June, I think it is impractical for the country to hold an election on the 29th June 2018.
What about the issue of the parliament itself, which is supposed to end on 29 June? What do you think Zimbabwe will be able to do by law under those circumstances?
What can happen is that I think the executive can still run the country, and an election can be held within 3 months after the expiry of the life of parliament.
Mr. Samkange, from your view, legally standing, what can Zimbabwe do if the parliament does end and we have not gone to elections?
Well, I think, again, you will see that lawyers do agree in cases which are quite clear and apparent. One, I agree that once the 29th of June comes, that is the end of parliament, right? And this is an international requirement, not only Zimbabwe. A parliament cannot extend its own life. It's not possible. Members cannot sit and say, listen, now we got some other problems. Let's extend our life to another 5 years or so. No, it can't. Once the 5 years is over, their term of office, that it comes to an end. Now, there is nothing to stop His Excellency from there onwards to use his executive powers. That's why he has got those executive powers. He can then deal with the rest of it in terms of his executive powers, which is provided for by the Constitution. And he will be acting legally. Then whatever is left to be dealt with, it can be dealt with by the president himself.
Mr. Mudzonga, when we look at the issue of other things that are needed to be taken care of before elections, the voters' role, voter registration, what must happen under the new constitution before elections are held?
As I've already indicated to you, that the new constitution brings in a new provisions that relates to voter registration and voter education. And just like what Mr. Samkange said, that the parliament has to amend certain electoral laws so that they align with the new constitution.
Mr. Samkange, what are the other issues that must be taken care of from your view before an election is held in the country?
Well, I think in my view, one of the most important aspects that must be taken care of is to make sure that the voter register is up to date, right? That's one. Two, that every Zimbabwean who qualifies to vote, that has been given the opportunity to do so. And how does he get the opportunity to do so? Is that if he does not have the sufficient papers, for example, the ID, driver's license, passport, that the birth certificates, which I'm told is required, that is provided for.